dawn, to understand the early history of life, researchers need to know the temperature of Earth's primordial oceans. Geochemical evidence indicates that more than 3 billion years ago, the oceans were about the temperature of hot tea, 130 to 185 degrees Fahrenheit.
Not all geologists agree, Yael. In 2016, two geologists argued that these results are skewed by chemical processes that take place in the hot water near hydrothermal vents. They believe that most of Earth's early oceans were no hotter than today.
But some molecular biologists have discovered new evidence that Earth's early oceans were hot. They can figure out what the structure of a protein in an ancient organism must have been by studying the gene sequences coding for equivalent proteins in its modern descendants. To probe into life's earliest history, a research team studied the genetic code for a type of protein inherited by almost all modern life forms. Once they determined the form of the ancestral protein, they could estimate the temperature it functioned at.
But what if the ancestors lived in unusually hot environments, like those hydrothermal vents that weren't representative of early oceans?
Hydrothermal vents are found in the ocean's dark depths, so the researchers studied modern organisms whose ancestors lived in its sunlit upper regions, such as bacteria that harvest sunlight and plants. They concluded that 3 billion years ago, ancestral versions of the protein were adapted to temperatures between 150 and 170 degrees, giving new support to the claim that the whole early ocean was hot. But the genetic findings can't go back to the origin of life, so we still don't know whether life began in hot water.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.